Rectal problems are common. Almost everyone will experience some rectal itching, pain, or bleeding at some time during his or her life. These problems are often minor and may go away on their own or with home treatment. One common rectal problem is itching. Rectal itching, called pruritus, is usually not a sign of a serious disease. At first, the skin of the anal area may appear red. Itching and scratching may make the skin become thickened and white. There are several common causes of rectal itching. One cause is poor cleaning of the area after a bowel movement. Itching and discomfort may occur when pieces of stool become trapped in skin folds around the anus. Another cause is medicines, especially medicines that cause diarrhea or constipation, such as antibiotics. Cleaning of the anus with very hot water and strong soaps can cause rectal itching. The anal area is normally oily, and this barrier protects against the irritation of bowel movements. Repeated cleaning or showering will remove these oils and can lead to a cycle of itching and scratching that can be hard to stop. Using scented toilet paper, scented soap, or ointments, such as ointments that contain benzocaine, can cause itching. A generalized dry skin condition that affects the entire body can cause rectal itching. This condition is more common in older adults. Another common cause is hemorrhoids, which are enlarged veins near the lower end of the rectum or outside the anus. An infection of the anus or rectum can cause itching. Infections may be caused by bacteria, viruses like genital warts, pinworms, scabies, fungus, yeast, or parasites. Pinworms are the most common cause of anal itching in children. And certain foods, such as coffee, tea, cola, alcoholic beverages, chocolate, tomatoes, spicy foods, and large amounts of vitamin C, can also cause itching. Another common rectal problem is pain. Rectal pain may be caused by diarrhea, constipation, or anal itching and scratching. Rectal pain caused by these conditions usually goes away when the problem clears up. Other less common causes of rectal pain include enlarged, swollen veins in the anus called hemorrhoids, structural problems such as anal fissures and fistulas or rectal prolapse, infections such as a sexually transmitted disease, prostate infection, an abscess, or a pilonidal cyst, injury from foreign body insertion, anal intercourse, or abuse. Rectal pain could also be caused by diseases such as cirrhosis of the liver, diabetes, lymphoma, Crohn's disease, or ulcerative colitis. Cancer of the rectum or the prostate or skin cancers such as squamous cell cancer and Bowen's disease. Previous treatment such as surgery or radiation therapy to the rectum or pelvis. Or rectal spasms. Rectal bleeding is another common problem. Many people have small amounts of rectal bleeding, irritation of the rectum from diarrhea or constipation, a small hemorrhoid, or an anal fissure can cause a small amount of bright red blood on the surface of the stool or on the toilet paper. Hemorrhoids and anal fissures usually occur after straining during a bowel movement because of constipation. This type of bleeding can cause pain during a bowel movement and does not make the toilet water bloody. It is not serious if there is only a small amount of blood and the bleeding stops when the diarrhea or constipation stops. Home treatment is usually all that is needed. Bleeding can occur anywhere in the digestive tract. The blood is digested as it moves through the digestive tract. The longer it takes the blood to move through the digestive tract, the less it will look like blood. Often, blood that is caused by bleeding in the stomach will look black and tarry. Blood that is moved quickly through the digestive tract or that begins near the rectum may appear red or dark red. Home treatment. Home treatment for rectal itching depends on the cause of the itching. Try these home treatment measures for the following causes of anal itching. If poor hygiene may be the cause of itching, clean the area gently with water-moistened cotton balls, a warm washcloth, or pre-moistened towelettes, such as Tucks or baby wipes. A mild ointment, such as A&D ointment or Desitin, can be applied lightly to help soothe the skin and protect it against further irritation. If scented or colored toilet paper or scented soaps may be causing itching, buy white, unscented toilet paper and do not use scented soaps, which can irritate skin. Apply an ointment that contains 1% hydrocortisone. Do not use other steroid creams on the sensitive area of your body because skin damage can occur. Hydrocortisone cream should not be used for longer than 7 to 10 days without talking with your doctor. Do not use hydrocortisone cream on children younger than age 2 unless your doctor tells you to. Do not use hydrocortisone in the rectal or vaginal area in children younger than age 12 unless your doctor tells you to. If itching may be from excessive sweating, avoid wearing tight-fitting underwear and wear cotton rather than synthetic undergarments. You may use talcum powder to absorb moisture, but do not use cornstarch. Cornstarch may cause a skin infection. Dry your rectal area with a hairdryer set on the low setting before applying talcum powder. To control itching, there are several more things you can try. Break the itch-scratch cycle, because further scratching leads to more itching. Take an oral antihistamine at night to help lessen your nighttime itching. Take a warm sitz bath 3 times each day and after each bowel movement. Following the bath, dry the anus carefully. You may wish to use a hairdryer set on low. Avoid foods that can increase rectal itching, such as coffee, tea, cola, alcoholic beverages, chocolate, tomatoes, spicy foods, and excessive amounts of vitamin C. Avoid these foods for a minimum of 2 weeks. Gradually add the items back to your diet, one item at a time, to help determine the cause of the itching. Trim your fingernails short if you find yourself scratching irritated skin at night. Wear cotton gloves or socks on your hands at night to help stop the unconscious scratching that can occur while you sleep. Control your stress. Being under stress and feeling anxious or worried can cause some people to experience skin itching. If you find you are scratching your anal area when you are anxious, try to take relaxation breaks throughout the day, especially before bedtime. If you have rectal bleeding, do not take aspirin and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, also called NSAIDs. Aspirin and other NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen, can cause bleeding in the digestive tract, which can increase the amount of blood in your stools. These medicines can also make bleeding hemorrhoids bleed more. If you need to use something for pain, try taking acetaminophen, such as Tylenol.